Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SIGO.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
I understand there's a new book out. Who's the author and what's it about?
Yes, sir. I heard Joe Biden's quote, "Poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids," while reading Dolores Wharton's new book, A Multicultured Life. If Biden and others have an image of all black Americans as poor and struggling, A Multicultured Life will set him straight. I hope he gets a copy. It's a story written with a light touch, even humor, of Dolores and her husband, Clifton R. Wharton Jr.'s determination and discipline and how it took them to the heights of American life. Clifton Wharton, of course, is the former SUNY chancellor, and he and Dolores retired to Cooperstown 25 years ago after his stint as deputy secretary of state in the Clinton administration. As a young man, he was a Rockefeller protege, managing development programs in South America and Malaysia. He was president of Michigan State before leading SUNY and also modernized TIAA CREF, the pension fund in short order. His autobiography, Privilege and Prejudice, came out in 2015. Throughout his career, Dolores was at his side and had his back. In Kuala Lumpur, she championed a just-emerging arts community and connected it with the New York City avant-garde. And she wrote the book, Contemporary Art in Malaysia. It really endeared her over there. At Michigan State, she was on the steps of the president's mansion with him night after night, facing howling Vietnam protesters, and her elegance and charm and calm. She doesn't use those words, but those who know her and read the book know what I'm talking about. And it comes through. She helped ease them through that crisis and make their tenure in East Lansing a huge success. Many WAMC listeners in the SUNY community statewide will remember the Wharton's time in Albany. He made great strides in welding 67 campuses into the unified powerhouse it is today, and she did her part, too. Just one example. She developed a, quote, wives' luncheon, unquote, during the annual campus president's conference at the Otisaga, with headliners keynoting, into a must-attend event for everybody who was anybody in the SUNY community. As corporations in the 1970s began to recruit women and minorities onto their boards of directors, she was the perfect candidate and served in the top councils of Kellogg, Gannett, and many other companies. Her chapter on Phillips Petroleum, you can't put it down. As you can imagine, she used her influence to help create opportunities for blacks and women. She considers her fund for corporate initiatives, connecting rising young executives with each other and with captains of industry, as a high point of her accomplishment. That's chapter 10, her favorite, she told me. A Multicultured Life has come out. Meanwhile, we published an interview, an editorial, and an excerpt this week. Check them out on www.allatsego.com.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. And he joins us on Thursdays. Jim, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, sir.